بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم أولياء تلقون إليهم بالمودة وقد كفروا بما جاءكم من الحق يخرجون الرسول وإياكم أن تؤمنوا بالله ربكم إن كنتم خرجتم جهادا في سبيلي وابتغاء مرضاتي تسرون إليهم بالمودة وأنا أعلم بما أخفيتم وما أعلنتم وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْهُ مِنْكُمْ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ.
O you who believe, take not my enemies and your enemies, meaning disbelievers and polytheists, as friends, showing affection towards them, while they have disbelieved in what has come to you of the truth, meaning Islamic monotheism, this Quran, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and have driven out the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and yourselves from your homeland because you believe in Allah your Lord. If you have come forth to strive in my cause and seek my good pleasure, then take not these disbelievers and polytheists and so on as your friends. You show friendship to them in secret, while I am all aware of what you conceal and what you reveal. And whosoever of you, meaning the Muslims, does that, then indeed he has gone far astray, away from the straight path.
إن يثقفوكم يكونوا لكم أعداء ويبسطوا إليكم أيديهم وألسنتهم بالسوء وودوا لو تكفرون.
Should they gain the upper hand over you, they should behave to you as enemies and stretch forth their hands and their tongues against you with evil, and they desire that you should disbelieve.
لن تنفعكم أرحامكم ولا أولادكم يوم القيامة يفصل بينكم والله بما تعملون بصير.
Neither your relatives nor your children will benefit you on the day of resurrection against Allah. He will judge between you, and Allah is all seer of what you do.
قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ أبدا حتى تؤمنوا بالله وحده إلا قول إبراهيم لأبيه لأستغفرن لك وما أملك لك من الله من شيء ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير.
Indeed, there has been an excellent example for you in Ibrahim or Abraham and those with him when they said to their people, "Verily, we are free from you, and whatever you worship besides Allah, we have rejected you, and there has started between us and you hostility and hatred forever until you believe in Allah alone." Except the saying of Ibrahim or Abraham to his father, "Verily, I will ask for forgiveness from Allah for you, but I have no power to do anything for you before Allah. Our Lord, in you alone we put our trust, and to you alone we turn in repentance, and to you alone is our final return."
رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا رَبَّنَا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم.
Our Lord, make us not a trial for the disbelievers, and forgive us, our Lord. Verily, you, only you, are the Almighty, All Wise.
لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِيهِمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ.
Certainly, there has been in them an excellent example for you to follow, for those who look forward to the meeting with Allah, for the reward from Him and the last day, and whosoever turn away, then verily Allah is rich, free from all wants, worthy of all praise.
عسى الله أن يجعل بينكم وبين الذين عاديتم منهم مودة والله قدير والله غفور رحيم.
Perhaps Allah will make friends between you and those whom you hold as enemies, and Allah has power over all things, and Allah is all forgiving, most merciful.
لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم.
Allah does not forbid you to deal justly and kindly with those who fought not against you on account of religion and did not drive you out of your homes. Verily, Allah loves those who deal with equity.
إنما ينهاكم الله عن الذين قاتلوكم في الدين وأخرجوكم من دياركم وظاهروا على إخراجكم أن تولوهم ومن يتولهم فأولئك هم الظالمون.
It is only as regards those who have fought against you on account of religion and have driven you out of your homes and helped to drive you out that Allah forbids you to befriend them. And whosoever will befriend them, then such are the dhalimeen, meaning wrongdoers, those who disobey Allah.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا جَاءَكُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَاتُ مُهَاجِرَاتٍ فَامْتَحِنُوهُنَّ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِإِيمَانِهِنَّ فَإِنْ عَلِمْتُمُوهُنَّ مُؤْمِنَاتٍ فَلَا تَرْجِعُوهُنَّ إِلَى الْكُفَّارِ لَا هُنَّ حِلٌّ لَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحِلُّونَ لَهُمْ وَآتُوهُمْ مَا أَنْفَقُوا ولا جناح عليكم أن تنكحوهن إذا آتيتموهن أجورهن ولا تمسكوا بعصم الكوافر واسألوا ما أنفقتم وليسألوا ما أنفقوا ذلكم حكم الله يحكم بينكم والله عليم حكيم.
O you who believe, when believing women come to you as immigrants, examine them. Allah knows best their fate. Then, if you ascertain that they are true believers, send them not back to the disbelievers. They are not lawful wives for the disbelievers, nor are the disbelievers lawful husbands for them. But give the disbelievers that, meaning the amount of money which they have spent as their mahar to them, and there will be no sin on you to marry them if you have paid their mahar to them. Likewise, hold not the disbelieving women as wives, and ask for, meaning the return of, that which you have spent as mahar, and let them, meaning the disbelievers, ask back for that which they have spent. That is the judgment of Allah. He judges between you, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
وَإِن فَاتَكُمْ شَيْءٌ مِّنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ إِلَى الْكُفَّارِ فَعَاقَبْتُمْ فَآتُوا الَّذِينَ ذَهَبَتْ أَزْوَاجُهُمْ مِثْلَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَنْتُمْ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ.
And if any of your wives have gone from you to the disbelievers, and you have an accession, meaning by the coming over of a woman from the other side, then pay to those whose wives have gone the equivalent of what they had spent on their mahar, and fear Allah in whom you believe.
Ya ayyuhan nabiy idha ja'aka almu'minatu yubay'unaka 'ala an la yushrikna billahi shay'an wa la yasriquna wa la yaznina wa la yaqtulna awladahunna wa la ya'tina bi buhtani yaftarinahu bayna أيديهن وأرجلهن ولا يعصينك في معروف فبايعهن واستغفر لهن الله إن الله غفور رحيم.
O Prophet, when the believing women come to you to give you the bay'ah, meaning pledge, that they will not associate anything in worship with Allah, that they will not steal, that they will not commit illegal sexual intercourse, that they will not kill their children, that they will not utter slander intentionally, forging falsehood, meaning by making illegal children belonging to their husbands, and that they will not disobey you in any ma'ruf, which is Islamic monotheism, and all that which Islam ordains.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tatawallaw qawman ghadiballahu alayhim qad ya'isu minal akhirah. قَدْ يَئِسُوا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ كَمَا يَئِسَ الْكُفَّارُ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْقُبُورِ.
O you who believe, take not as friends the people who incurred the wrath of Allah, meaning the Jews. Surely they have been in despair to receive any good in the hereafter, just as the disbelievers have been in despair about those, meaning buried in the graves, that they will not be resurrected in the day of resurrection.